Okay, Rabbi Yishai, we're going to start a review a little bit of Nun Testament base. So we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, it's in the brackets, so I was having trouble finding it. Rabbi Yochanan said that the kazayas that we're talking about, the olive tree, is talking about from Nodion. It was a node, which is a special kind of tree, and therefore it's the setup in the Mishnah was for very, very expensive trees. And you would kind of like set it up in that kind of configuration where you'd have regular trees surrounding it on all sides, and you'd have in the middle this fancy tree, and this was the node tree, which was very, very fancy. And then we had Rabbi Yossi who said, no, lo seif davar nudyon. No, it's not node. Afilo shal kol hazeisim yikim shadarkan libochin kenodyon, as long as he checks on it. And even other trees as well are the same thing. Now, it says that on Samach Aman Aleph, which is today's daf, we started it yesterday. I just want to go over it real quick. So there are some Tanoim who said there were two Girsos. One Girso was Shen Nimtza. So it says, in the footnote one, it says it speaks out the whole statement for the Mishnah. One is Zayis Shenimsa Bein Shalosh Shuros. It's found between three rows. And one says Zayis Shenimsa Omeid Bein Shalosh Shuros. It's standing. What's the difference between Nimsa and Omeid? So Nimsa, it's found, means, so he says it found means it connotes something that you'll look for. So a tree of node is because it's such a special tree, it's something that you would look for. And so that would support Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the Mishnah that we're talking about a special kind of tree. And Shenimtza Omeid means it's standing in a certain configuration, which would be the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who holds that it's, that remember we said that the pshat is that the tree is hidden. That's the way we explained it. So
the spot is the main thing. It's not the tree itself.
Right. That's
You're
correct.
Where it's located
is the cause of why it's not shekha. Correct. So either the reason why it's not shekha is because the person's going to remember to look for it because it's special, or because the reason why you're not finding it is because it's hidden. Okay. And that'll be the two different yourselves. Then the Gemara says, Masnisa Masayla Rabbi Yochanan. That this brisa also is a proof to him. The Tony of Mezbar Mumma Shoy Maikiro. That when the owner recognizes the tree as being a special olive tree, like of note, so that's when it's not going to be Shekha. Avlam Lohay Maikiro, if he didn't recognize it. One second, I didn't say it right. Kishahi Maikiro, when he recognizes the tree, and he still passes it by, so I know that it's a special tree, but nonetheless I walk right by it. In that case, it is shekha, because even though I knew it was special, I nonetheless forgot about it, and therefore it is shekha. Avlam lohi makiro, if I didn't have if I wasn't cognizant of it at the time that I passed it, then morade facharav afilu ad meah, then I could come back to it even after 100 trees have gone by, meaning I've passed it long ago, but eventually I'm going to realize, wait a second, I had that node tree we picked up from my great-grandfather, you know, Beirusha, or whatever, a node tree, very special tree, and therefore you could go after it. So the Brisa, it's clear that it's talking about, it's a distinctive tree, so it's like a Yochanan Shita. Okay. So that's what we got up to yesterday. I just wanted to go over it again. Now, it says, because we weren't together last night, all of us together, let's go back to the Lushan of the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah itself on page 59a2. So it says, so just look at this. Where in the English, it says, it starts where it says the second case. Zayas sheis v'sasayim u'shukhocho. If an olive tree has two saw and you forget it, ain't no shukha, it's not shukha. Because of the large volume, right? Then it says, "Bamed varmamram, when is this true? Bisman shelo hiskalbo, if you didn't start to harvest from the tree. But if you started to harvest it, afil hiskalbo, if you start to harvest, then afilu, what is afilu? What's the next thing it says? Then even what? Even kezayis hanatufa b'shato. Then even a kezayis which is has what's the word? It has a particular attribute which makes it memorable.
Unique.
Something that makes it memorable. So if you if you started to harvest, then the Mishnah says even if it is something which has a unique quality, then it doesn't matter. Then it's not going to help. It's going to be shukha if you forgot. Okay? In other words, we had two cases. We had Ksayas and the two from the previous Mishnah. We had Sosayim, which we just mentioned, that if it has two saw. Then we made this Bamed Varmamorim statement. But in that Bamed Varmamorim statement, we said that if Afilohi Kazayas and Tufa, even if it's referring back to the previous Mishnah. Now the question is going to be, what about the case of the Sosayim, which we just finished speaking about? Is that also included or is not included? So we're going to have two Peirushim in the Yerushalmi itself. Yesterday I spoke it out as if there were two Mefarshim. I didn't realize at the time because I had seen it brought down as B'chem Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Mefarshim. It's actually the Yerushalmi itself that brings these two Pshatim. So we're going to see it right now. So the Gemara says, Ho'im Yesh Bo Sosayim V'shuchocho Eino Shekha. But if it has two saw, then it's not Shekha. Meaning, even if
he started it.
Even if he started it, lo al hada isamras, the Gemara says it's not talking about this ruling. Ela al hada kadmaisa. We're referring to the previous, meaning the case of kol zayis sheyesh bo shem besoda. Zayis on tuv b'shatir ushchacho. Eino shicha. If you have a specific type of a tree which drips oil or it has a shame and has a certain distinctiveness, right? That's the word I'm looking for. Distinctiveness. Then it's not shikha. So alas amras, that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about when it says Bamed Var Mamurim, that if you started to do the harvest, that after that it's no longer shikha. But in the rule in the case of the two saw, then it doesn't make a difference. If it's two saw, then it's not going to have shikha regardless whether you started or not. So in this first mahalach, even if you began, that's to this first mahalach of the Yerushalmi is, even if you began, if it's a case of Tusaw, the Mishnah is not, that Bamedvorm is not going on that case. The Bamedvorm is only going on the case of Yesh L'Shem. Okay? So that's the first shot. I thought there was two pshatim over here. One second. I only said one pshat. Did I mess this up? Just one second. Did I skip over it? Let me just see something. No, so there's only one pshat here. I thought there were two pshatim. Well, I thought that there was another pshat. You know what? I think it's because maybe in the footnotes there's a tosefta that says the other way. Okay, let's leave it alone for now. Okay, Kosman Sheyesh LaTachtov. The Mishnah says that if as long as you have olives underneath the tree, Yesh LaVarosho, you have access to the top of the tree, and it's not Shikha. Meaning that even though you may have turned your head away from taking off any of the olives at the top of the tree, it doesn't matter. As long as you're still collecting olives underneath, it's good enough. Now, Pasalei Train Pisrin. Now, the Gemara is going to say, Tup Shatim. in how to read the Mishnah. We could say like this. Perush number one. Kol zman sheyesh lo tachtov, as long as you have, this is the simple pshat, as long as you have olives underneath, yesh lo barosho, he has olives that you can take from the top. Which means, if he has no olives beneath it, this is what you have to always pay attention to, is the diuk. If you have olives, then you go to the top. If you don't have olives, you can't go to the top. That's pretty simple. Yes. And he says in the English, he says, however, this rule only holds true once the harvest has begun. Remember, that was a general rule we said all the time by a lot of these things. We have to be talking about the end of a process. If you're just beginning the process, then there's no shikha, because you haven't gotten far enough into the process to be considered a shokeach. Okay, so if you haven't even begun the process, obviously, if you haven't begun to knock down some olives underneath the tree, then and the bottom of the tree is completely blank, so you really haven't even begun. In that case, that there's no shikha at all. Okay, kodem lachein, before that point, afa pi she'ein lo taktov, even if there are no olives on the ground, now we're on the base, some of them base, yesh lo barosho, he has olives at the top, and they're not shikha. Now, the second pshat, okay, fasar churon, this another interpretation, kol zman she'yesh lo taktov, yesh lo barosho. As long as he has olives below, he has the top of the tree. Which means if there are no longer olives for the owner beneath the tree, he can't take the olives that are on the tree. But hilchom hamachba, after the one who searches out hidden olives has gone through the tree, the way they used to do it is, let's to make it clear about this machba, what he would do is he would come in with a stick and he would start poking around to see the branches, moving them around with his stick, looking to see were there any olives that was missed. So that poking around is called the machba. That's his job. Now, if after he finishes doing that process, he pulls down his stick and starts walking away, at that point, that's the demarcation point. Then whatever's left at the top is going to be shikha.
Even if there's olives on the ground.
Okay, so that's the right. So that's the issue. So is that true? So you're right. There'll be shikha. That's exactly the point. There'll be in that case there's shikha at the top of the tree, but the stuff that's on the ground is not shikha. So we've got an interesting case here. In this second interpretation, the shikha of olives in an olive tree can be divided into two portions. One is the stuff that's on the floor, and one is the stuff at the top. After the machba has gone around and he pulled away, even though there's olives on the floor, the top will be shikha, and whatever's on the floor is not shikha. That's the point of the second pshat. Hilcha hamachba, once he's gone through the tree, afal pi she'ein lo barosho, even though the owner can no longer take from the top of the tree because it's shikha, yesh lo tachtov, but he can continue to collect the olives at the bottom of the tree. Okay? Okay. Now, toni mishum beishamai. Now there's a brice on there beishamai. Mishaniach hakarko ugamaro. When the owner puts on these knee pads, so they used to have these knee pads because when to collect the olives on the floor, They would go on their knees in order to do that comfortably. They would put knee pads on, bend down on the floor, start picking up all the olives. When they were done, they would take the knee pads off. As soon as they took the knee pads off, at that point, anything that was left becomes shikha. That's all it says. Harizei yesh lo barosho. As long as he has the knee pads on, he can collect stuff that's in the top of the tree. But once he removes his knee pads, then the gathering below has ended. Once the gathering below has ended, the gathering above is for sure ended. Okay. Rav Avu, B'Shem, Rav Shem, V'Lakish, Bar Kara comes from of the knee. That's where they were. Okay. Rav Avu, Shuhu Meshayer, Es HaMachboyin. He dislodges the hidden olives. That's where machba is from Lashon of hidden, and or udu we call him one marsha yischabe sham observing him, ascertain all the hiding places where he conceals himself. That's a pasuk in Shmuel talking about Shaul telling them to look for where the hiding places where Dov Ramach is. Anyway, so you see machboim is the hiding places, so that's why it's called hiding places. And that's the end of Samach on the base. Let's start Samach Aleph on the Aleph. Let me just stop there.